So let's review. Chassidim anshei ma'isa hay merakten b'fneihem bavukei shel or shebiyadehem v'oim levneim debrishiris v'sishpachis. Pious men and men of good deeds would dance before them with flaming torches in their hand, and they would recite words of song and praise to Hashem. The Brisa elaborates on these praises. The Chassidim anshei ma'isa would say, Asher yalduseinu shalei baisha ezikneseinu. Fortunate is our youth that did not embarrass our old age. The Bali Tshuva would say, Asher zikneseinu shekirpres yalduseinu. Fortunate is our old age that has atoned for our youth. Both groups would praise by saying, Asher mishalei chata, u'mishachata yasha b'yimchalei. Fortunate is one who has not sinned, but if he did, let him do tshuva and Hashem will forgive him. Hil hazaken, Hil the elder, would praise by saying, Im anikan hakolkan, vim enikan mikan. If I am here, which Rashi says refers to Hashem being present in the temple, everything is here. If I am not here, who is here? When Rav Shimon Gamliel rejoiced at the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, ha'yinaitel shmeina avukah shel or, v'zerik achas v'naitel achas, v'ein nagizu bezu. He would juggle 8 flaming torches without them touching each other. K'shu mishtachave, noyitz shnei gedolav ba'aretz, v'sheche v'noishik asaritzpa v'zoikiv. When he would bow, he would stick his thumbs in the ground, bow and kiss the floor, and then straighten out. Not everyone could do this, and it is called kida. Levi once demonstrated kida in front of Rebbe, as a result became lame. However, Rebbe Lazar says, Levi became lame because he once complained to Hashem during a drought. The Gemara concludes, hav ha grama. Both of these caused him to become lame. Because of his disrespect during the drought, he was punished when he later performed kida. Another brace regarding Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Amem Shub Mechananya. We didn't sleep during Sukkot because of the schedule. The first hour of the day was for bringing the morning Karmat Tamid. And Rashi points out that Rabbi Shua ben Hanani was a Levi and he had to sing during this service. Misham letfila, misham lekarben musaf, misham letfila samasafin. Afterwards, we would daven shachris, bring the karben musaf, and daven musaf. Misham lebeis medrash, misham lechil b'shtia. We then proceeded directly to the Beis Medrash to learn, followed by the Yom Tov meal. Misham letfilas ha-mincha, misham letamid shel ben arbayim, daven mincha, and bring the afternoon karmat tamid. Mekam v'yelech le-simchas Beis HaShe'eva. We would then participate in the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, which would continue until morning, when the schedule would repeat itself. And since it's impossible to go 3 days without sleep, the Gemara says that Reb Shimon Chananya meant to say that they didn't sleep properly that week, rather have menamni akas v'dadadi. They would nap on each other's shoulders. The Mishnah continues, V'alavim b'kineris u'b'nevalim u'matzaltayim u'b'chatzaitzviz u'b'klei shir b'lei misper. Al chamesh esri ma'ilis ha'yerdis m'ezis yisrol ezis nashim, k'neged chamesh esri shir ha'mal shabatelim, sh'alein levim oimdim b'klei shir v'oimim shira. The levim, with their harps, lyres, cymbals, trumpets, and countless other instruments, stood on the 15 steps which descended from the ezis yisrol to the ezis nashim. These 15 steps corresponded to the 15 songs of ascent from Telem. It was from on these steps that the Levim would stand with their instruments and sing Shira for the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Birchen explained the significance of the 15 steps. B'shashakar David Shisin, kafat tahayma uboy l'mishtafe amo. When King David was digging the Shisin below the altar for the liquids to flow into, the waters from the deep came up and threatened to flood the world. David asked whether we may write a shame, the name of Hashem, on a shard, throw it in, so that the waters would subside. Achitevel has meant to rule that it is indeed permissible, based on the following kavuchemer from Saita. Umalas is shalom ben ish le'ish de'amr teirah shmisha nichta b'kedusha yimach alamayim. Las is shalom chalom kulay alachas kema b'kama. Since it's permissible to erase Hashem's name to bring peace between husband and wife, it's certainly permissible to erase his name to save the entire world. David threw the shard in, and the water subsided. However, it went too far down. David said, Kama demidli tfei mir tevalma. The higher the water is, the more moist and fertile the earth will be. Upon which David recited the 15 Shir HaMaalis and brought the water back up to an acceptable depth of 1,000 amas below the surface. The Gemara points out that the water we find when we dig a little comes from the tributaries of the river Pras, the Euphrates, whose elevation and water pressure allows water to be almost at surface level. The Mishnah continues. V'amdu shnei kehanim b'shachar elyon, sheyorid me'ezis yisrael le'ezis nashim, v'shnei chatzitzis b'yadein, two kehanim, holding two trumpets, stood by the upper gate, also known as Shar Nikanor, which is at the top of the steps that descended from the Ezes Yisrael to the Ezes Nashon. Korah HaGever, Taku V'ri V'taku, the crier called out at daybreak, and they sounded a tekiah, a true and a tekiah. Hagiu lamaila siris, taku v'ri b'taku, when they reached the 10th step, they repeated these sounds. The Gemara asks whether maila siris means dinachas chamisha b'koy asara, they descended 5 steps and stood on the 10th step from the bottom, or dinachas asara b'koy chamisha, they descended 10 steps and stood on the 10th step from the top, generally referred to as the 5th step. Teku, the question remains unresolved. Higi la'azara, taku v'ri b'taku, hayitekim v'holchim, ashamegin l'shah ha'yitzim v'mizrach. When they reached the Ezra's Nashim, they again repeated these sounds, and as Rashi explains, they prolonged this sequence until they reached the gate that exits to the east. Higi l'shah ha'yitzim v'mizrach, hafchu p'neim v'mizrach l'mayr v'amru. When they reached the gate that exits through the east, they turned their faces from east to west and said, Abisinu shoyi b'mokim hazeh, achirehim el ha'hechel, ufneim kedma, umishtachvim kedma l'shemesh, v'anu l'ka einenu. Rabbi Huda Omer, ha'yishenim v'omrim anu l'ka u'l'ka einenu. Our forefathers who are in this place had their backs to the sanctuary and their faces towards the east and bowed eastward to the sun, but our eyes are towards Hashem. Yehuda says they repeated and said, we are for Hashem, and towards Hashem are our eyes. The Gemara questions the repetition of Hashem's name. Anyone who says Shema Shema is like someone who says, we give thanks, we give thanks. And he is silenced from leading the praise because it seems like he's praying to two deities. The Gemara answers that what they actually said was, Hema Mishtachvim Kedma V'anu L'ka Mishtachvim. They bowed eastward, and we bowed to Hashem, and our eyes hope towards Hashem. Since these are two thoughts, it is permitted because it does not appear like praying to two deities. Shema Shema is forbidden because the same thought is being repeated. Since the keys were mentioned, Zok the Mishnah. On a given day in the Beis HaMikdash, there were never less than 21 or more than 48 trumpet blasts. The Mishnah elaborates. Each day there were the following tekiyas: 3 for opening the gates, 9 for the morning tamid, and 9 for the afternoon tamid, for a total of 21. On a day that required a korban musaf, they added 9 tekiyas for the korban musaf, for a total of 28. On Friday, 6 more were blown before Shabbos, 3 to remind people to stop working, 3 at nightfall to distinguish between the weekday and Shabbos, a total of 28 on a regular Friday, or 35 if there was a Kabbal Musaf. Erev Shabbos Shabbatei Chachag, Ko Yisham Arbaam Mishmainam. On Friday that fell during Sukkot, there were 48 tekiyas as follows. Shalosh L'Psicha Sha'arim, 3 for opening the gates as every day. Shalosh L'Shahar Elyon, 3 tekiyas at the upper gate. V'Shalosh L'Shahar Tachten, 3 tekiyas at the lower gate. V'sholosh l'mila hamayim, 3 tekiyas when bringing the water in through the shahar mayim. V'sholosh agabim mizbeach, and 3 tekiyas when they encircled the mizbeach with the aravis. These 12 were on Sukkot only, as detailed in the early Mishnayos. Plus, teish l'tamid shal shachar, v'teish l'tamid shal bin habayim, v'teish l'musafin, sholosh l'havdil z'amin malacha, v'sholosh l'havdil bin kodesh l'chayil, as just mentioned, for a total of 48. The Gemara says our Mishnah does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the minimum is 7 tekiyas and the maximum is 16. The Gemara explains that their machlekes is based on the pasuk uskatim trua. Pehuda savor tekiyah trua tekiyah achasi. The tekiyah trua tekiyah said is considered one blast since they are mentioned together as one. Rabban savri tekiyah luchod v'trua luchod. Rabban hold that the tekiyah trua and tekiyah are counted as separate blasts. And as to this pasuk, ahud pshut lefnau lacharehu da'asa, it teaches that each trua requires a tekiyah before it and after it.